We're at the end of Simen Daled, Sif Yud Ches. Try to do Yud Ches until the end. Okay, so Simen Daled discusses waking up in the morning and washing Negel Basa. Okay, now Sif Yud Ches starts as follows. Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. The following things require washing one's hands with water. So the Mishabura here says, on Sif Katan Lamitah says, after the tefillah, even though for davening and for sure for Torah, Dai Achar Kol Eilu B'Nikayon Ba'alma, a person really could just clean his hands on the wall or on a baguette or on something else. Ukidila Kaman, as we're soon going to see. Okay, next page, I think, in my edition. When the hands are dirty, you can clean them on anything. When there's ruach ra on the hands, you need water to remove the ruach ra. Now, this is very important. So I always bother, like, the tzil sadaim to me always means either two or three times, a cup. This is the ainzach gimel pa'amim ki'im b'kab min amita. A person really only needs to wash the negavas, which is three or four times in a chagas, when he wakes up in the morning. Okay, but not for these other things. However, the Mishnah says that those that are, why? Because waking up in the morning, a person goes to sleep at night, there's an intense ruach ra over there, and that requires a serious negavas. These other things over here are less, either they're just dirty, or they're less of a ruach ra, and therefore they don't require the intensity of a triple washing. However, he says, the yesh machmir b'olach ben ha-meisim, there are those that are machmir if he goes near a mace, to a cemetery, a funeral. U'mishamesh mitaso, a person who's sleeping with his wife, to wash negabasa three tiba'in and gamkin gimel pa'amim. What about just going to the bathroom? Of a sefer, heichal kodesh machmir b'yotzim b'beis hakisa gimel pa'amim. Coming out of a bathroom, the sefer, heichal kodesh is machmir, also to use a cup and wash three times. Uvu magen aram, simen zayin, sasa dvarav. The magen aram is meiko. Does not need to wash three times when coming out of the bathroom. So that's the machlokas, but you have a mug in our room with Mako. And we also have the whole concept that our bathrooms nowadays are not necessarily halachically bathrooms. Right? The whole thing we discussed with the Parsi bathroom. Okay, now the poskim do say that it's preferable if one washes one's after going to the bathroom, one washes one's hands. So it sounds like it's enough with just water. You don't need gimel pa'amim. I don't know if you need a cup either. You wash your hands and then to clean them. But because there's a concept of washing hands when you go to the bathroom, and yeah, you're washing hands in the bathroom, so they say to leave the hands wet and wash and dry them outside of the bathroom. It's better to wash outside, but if one washes inside, better to have them to leave the bathroom with the hands wet, and therefore it's just like you wet your hands out of the bathroom, because the hands are still wet when you leave the bathroom, and there you are cleaning your hands from entering the bathroom as well. They also say that one should not, Rav Moshe Feinstein, not to wash Netilas Sadayim for bread in a bathroom. Okay. So, Simen Daled, Sif Yud Ches. So the following things require Netila B'mayim. Hakami Amita, one gets up out of bed in the morning. Hayotim Beis HaKise, one who leaves the Beis HaKise, we just said, Magen Avraham does not require washing three times. Better to have the hands wet when you leave the bathroom to fulfill that. Mibeis HaMerchatz, Vanotel Tziparnov, one who cuts his fingernails. Vacholetz Minalav, one who takes off his shoes. Vanogea Baraglov, one who touches his legs. Hachofev Rosho, scratches his head. Yesh Omri Mafalholech Ben HaMeisim. Umishinaga B'meis, someone who walks in a cemetery or touches a mace, umi shemafli kelav, he's trying to rid his clothing of lice that they used to have on the clothes. The mashamish mitasa, one who's with his wife. Vanogea bikina, one who touches a louse. Vanogea beguva biyado, he touches covered parts of his body. Umi shasa achas mikol elav and ol nata, if he doesn't wash his hands in tamachacham hu tamud mishtakach, if he's a tamachacham, he can forget his learning. If he's not a tamachacham, he can lose his mind. So So a person should, but again, we don't need to wash three times. We only have really three times where a person is supposed to wash with a cup three times. Waking up in the morning, being involved with dead people, and sleeping with one's wife. And then the fourth one, which the Magen Avraham disagreed with, and anyway, we have all sorts of shittas about the status of our bathroom as a bathroom, but the Magen Avraham himself was make even without the shaila of a modern bathroom. Okay. Okay, so most of these things are just for Nikias. His hands should be clean. He can wash it with water, he can wash it, he can wipe it on a wall, or you clean it however it's clean. Okay, that's your test. Hamakis damak safayim velo natal yada mafach zayin yam. Okay, they used to have bloodletting, letting out blood was healthy. So if one did not wash his hands after that, he should be afraid for 7 days. Hamigaleach, we'll see what he should be afraid of. Hamigaleach, if he shaves velo natal yada mafach gilin yamim, doesn't wash his hands, he'll be afraid for 3 days. If he cuts his fingernails and does not wash his hands, he should be afraid for 1 day. All these things, he does not know what he's afraid of. So the posting points out, what about a blood test? What about donating blood? So they're made, posting my makel in those, and that's not bloodletting, and havu delolosif Allah. Bloodletting was a specific thing for a specific purpose, and don't necessarily add on to that. Okay. Chaf. Harochet, panav lo nagvam yafet, panav misbako, to ole ben shchin, refuas, to lirchot, harbe be meisilka. One who washes his face but doesn't dry it, his face can get cracks in it, and then he can get all sorts of, dermatological problems, and the refuah they say is to wash it with beet juice. I don't like okay. Chaf Aleph. Tzarich lizar betfila o ba'achila. Okay, a person should be careful in the middle of eating, like in the middle of a bread meal, in the middle of davening. So we have to wash our hands to eat bread. We have to wash our hands to daven Shmoneh Esrei. So in the middle of tefila, in the middle of achila. So we shouldn't touch dirty parts of our body. That seems to be basically the dirt that we're washing our hands from to begin with. Dirty parts of our body, which is worse than mud, seems like. So certainly in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you wash your hands to clean the Shemana Esrei, or you wash your hands to clean it to eat bread, now to go touch those dirty parts of your body, that ruins the point. So you'd have to go wash again. Or since you're Melosh one essay, you don't have to wash again. We said wipe your hands against the wall. Okay. Not to scratch his head. Parts of the body that are normally uncovered, so that's okay to touch. Okay, there's a whole discussion where, you know, someone's already, we actually had it. If a woman's in the mikvah making her bracha, and she's supposed to put pressure, to apply pressure to separate between liba la'erva, according to the Bach and the Machmirim. So is there a problem with her touching her hands on her stomach? Her stomach's usually covered. But now she just washed, she spent an hour in the bath, she's in the mikvah, is that a problem? So that's a machlokas. Rosen says she shouldn't touch with her hands, she should just like a low plug. And Shlomo Zalman says, nah, she's in the water, it's she's clean, it's fine. Hey, that's a discussion. Also, the whole business of scratching the head. Yeah, okay. We don't have time to right now, but it's a problem to scratch one's head. But I have a heart. This is my chlikas. Very quickly. They bring down Rechaim Kanievsky. Any part of the head that you scratch is a problem. Ravasa says, no, the head's a problem because it's normally covered. It's normally covered by your hat. Anything normally covered by your hat is a problem. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. So I wanted a tiny, maybe Rav Osner was Hasidish, by Hasid, they shaved the head, so there's nothing covering the scalp, so it's clean. It's just like your hand, palm of your hand. But Baruch Hanukkah Nes, you don't shave the head. So if you don't shave your head, so then your head's always covered, it's mechusa, and it's shvitzi, and it's memule zeya, so maybe that's part of the machlokes. Okay, right there. Chav Beis. Im ein lo mayim, a person doesn't have water, he can ech yada, but sorrow, but offer, come he did the monkey. He should clean his hands with anything that with the wall, with the rock, with anything that will clean his hands. The Yivarech on the Kiyas Yadayim. And the bracha to say such a thing, again, we're talking about in the morning for Shachris. He needs to wash his hands. The bracha of on the Kiyas Yadayim is only for Shachris, we said. L'maisa, even though the Rosh, say for all the tefillos, we're marked only for Shachris. But if he doesn't have water, so he should say on the Kiyas Yadayim. And Mishabura says, Yei Shomrin Digam Bazem Mavarchan Am Netzila. I said, Dayim, but all the Acharim go with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishabura, a person should clean his hands with a rock, with a wall, and say, Am Nikiyas Yadayim. The Yoel Tfila, and it works with Tfila, but you know what it doesn't work for? Avadola, Vi Ruach Rosh Yaleihan. So there's like a double or triple thing. There's a Rosh, there's a Rajba, and there's a Zohar. The hands are there's Ruach Ra on the hands. That person needs water. But if there's no water, a person can clean them with other methods, even make a bracha on the Tzkiyas Yadayim. That's good enough for davening. It's not, it still has Ruach Ra, so he shouldn't, you know, touch his mouth and shouldn't touch food. But for davening, that's going to be good enough. Now the Zohar holds that when you need Nego Basa for the Ruach Ra, you're not allowed to daven, not to say brachas. But the pashtas, the maker of din, it's mutter. So you wake up in the middle of the night. Person runs to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Okay, he needs the bathroom. He doesn't wash Nego Basa, so he goes to the bathroom. Now, after he goes to the bathroom, so he just wants to quickly wash his hands and go back and say Ashiyatza and run back to his pillow. So meikar din, that's okay. He could just put his hands in the water, say Ashiyatza, go back to bed. The Zohar says he should wash Negavasa because he can't say a bracha without the Negavasa. That's not what the Mechaber is telling us. It's not what Mishabura Baskin. But my Chavrus has said that Neil's Tov, it's not such a big deal. A person should be makpid on the Zohar, in his opinion. Okay. Siv Chav Gimel.
It's brought down.
Shai Chuv Shem Zohar Kasa Dloy Nitzil Sedayim. V'roi l'hachmin b'yesh l'mayim. Yeah, Mishabura says, v'roi l'hachmin b'yesh l'mayim. So it's better to wash. Okay. Lo tiknu nitzias sedayim el l'kriyashma l'tfila. Nitzias sedayim in the morning was nitkan on kriyashma tfila. Ava brochas t'shachas yarchal l'varach kodem nitzila. Elim kinu yashem mitasu arum sh'oz asazkil t'shem achinakosam. If his hands are dirty, and he slept with loose pajamas or in a way that very likely that through the night he was scratching his back, so his hands are dirty. So stam yadayim, he's allowed to make brachos. Just not let us say krishma. Well, krishma is actually a steer. So all machlokes about krishma. Is that true? Yeah, I think there's a steer in the krishma. I don't have it done yet. But for Shmona Esrei, a person needs to wash his hands. Well, the Gemara also told us for Kriyashma, he needs to wash his hands, but he shouldn't mitzosman Kriyashma. But Stam Yadayim are good for Torah and for Brachos. So if his hands are Stam, so he can make Brachos. But if we assume his hands are dirty all night, scratching his back, so then he can't even make Brachos, he has to clean his hands. If he has water, water. If not, clean his hands on something else. But here you see Netzias Yadayim is for Kriyashma and for Tefillah. So trying to figure out. Yeah, I always had in mind it's only for tefillah. Here's Mufurish that it's also for Krishma. What if a woman she's not gonna daven Shmon Esrei in the morning? Or Esh guy, he's a fresh Baal Teshuva, he doesn't daven Shmon Esrei. Should you teach him to say Al Netzias Yadayim? Al Netzias Yadayim is killing your hands for Shmon Esrei. If you're not saying Shmon Esrei, maybe not Chai. But here it says also Krishma. So if they're gonna say Krishma, so they clean hands for Krishma. Then what a woman's a Chai in Krishma? Or what if the Krishma is being said after the Zman? So it's not even mitzvah Krishma. I don't know. These are my sphikas after.
In the book for women. The book that was written for women.
Yeah.
So he said only for tefillah. And you should make a bracha.
No Al Netzias Yadayim? Unless you can daven Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Manny Nissel? English book?
No, the Hebrew one.
Oh, Hebrew?
Uh-huh.